Hi, this is John with iTrustGodOnly.com, and the title today is True Repentance. Now, the definition for repent is express or feel sincere remorse about one's sin. Repentance means remorse or contrition for past conduct or sin. So what is sin? Sin is an immoral act, thought, words, and others that go against the law of God. For instance, breaking any of the Ten Commandments. Sin can also be, as it states in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, when self-indulgence is at work, the results are obvious: fornication, gross indecency and sexual irresponsibility, idolatry and sorcery, feuds and wrangling, jealousy, bad temper and quarrels, disagreements, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and similar things. There are places all through the Bible that will help you see what the different kinds of sin are. A strong concordance is a handy book to have. It will help you immensely when studying the Bible. Repent. Acknowledge your sins. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say that we have no sin in us, we are deceiving ourselves and refuse to admit the truth. But if we acknowledge our sins, then God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins, will purify us from everything that is wrong. Looking inward and evaluating ourselves can be a difficult task. Most of us don't want to see or even know what our sinful nature is. In order to be fully repentant of our sins, we need to recognize the exact sins we are committing. This will help us know what sins we need to overcome after we confess them and be repentant. Making a list of our sins. We need to make a list of our sins by taking a moral inventory of ourselves. It would help if you put a heading on each page like anger, impatience, envy, jealousy, greed, sexual immorality, and so on. This way you can address each category when you do a confession. It will also help you to recognize your weakest areas that need to be addressed first. Writing this list out could take some time, but be patient. Pray for help before you start adding to the list. Ask Jesus to guide and help you. This is going to be a deep spiritual cleansing that will bring you such an indescribable blessing. The most important thing to do when creating this list is to be completely honest. Remember, you can't hide anything from the Lord. Making a confession. James chapter 5, verse 16. So confess your sins one to another, and pray for one another, and this will cure you. The heartfelt prayer of a good man works very powerfully. Find a pastor or a spiritual man that is knowledgeable about this type of confession. It's important to do this right. The both of you will need to go over the list that you made and discuss your sins. When you're done, you will need to pray and ask God, with a contrite heart, for forgiveness of your sins. Raising your awareness level. One of the good things that come from doing this confession and repentance is that it'll raise your awareness level to sin. You will be more aware of the people, places, and things that can cause you to sin. You may have to change your lifestyle and even your friends. If you should sin, repent to God and ask for forgiveness. You will need to work on your thought process and emotions because they will still have negative reactions. You have to stop these negative thoughts and replace them with positive thoughts. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16, you must not love this passing world or anything that is in the world. The love of the Father cannot be in any man that loves the world, because nothing the world has to offer, the sensual body, the lustful eye, pride and possessions, could ever come from the Father, but only from the world. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 5, who can overcome the world? Only the man that who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus will always be there to help you and teach you how to grow and conquer Satan and all evil that will want to tear you down. Keep focused on Jesus and build a strong relationship with him. May God bless you and keep you protected in his arms.